Thank you. We'll start off with some audio from the broadcasting world. Now, it's funny because you were just on the air last week, I think, saying that it worries you every time that you hear Eric Nadell, the Ranger broadcaster, refer to the wild card chase as the wild card hunt. Because you're afraid that he's going to mix up those two last consonants.
Yes. I'm afraid anytime I hear any broadcaster do that, and Eric does it quite a bit. He uses that term quite a bit. And he is very, very carefree about it. Like, that is a mistake that he just absolutely, positively would not make.
And, in fact, it was made by a Ranger broadcaster who used wild, hard C-word instead. So, it's funny you mention that because I am watching. And you know what? Brad Sham.
Yes.
Great Brad Sham. Legendary broadcaster Brad Sham. This is, I'm sure we have this. This is an example of what happens when you're a little too confident, maybe, that you'll never say this word ever in the history of ever. Sorry that I sprung that on you, Groobs, but I forgot we had that. This is a Cowboy preseason game, I believe.
Pulescu's kick. Oh, this is a good kick by the rookie free agent from Oregon. Back to Kirkus at the 23, up quickly to the 30, left across the 35 to the 40. Really good return, a 56-yard punt by Pulescu.
Punt. So, it can happen to the best of us.
Imagine my delight watching the Oklahoma-Tulsa game after Oklahoma scores a touchdown and hearing them go over the replay of the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're trying to describe Ryan Broyles, the receiver for OU, coming out of his cut, he decided to throw in one extra little syllable into cut.
Stevens, the sophomore from Oklahoma City, had a 31-0 lead for Oklahoma.
Let's take a look at it. It starts up front. Excellent. Everybody's stoning people. Got it out of that cut. Got a little separation and finished the play. And not to mention, that was a tight, tight spot.
Woof. How's it going?
Did you put the bleep on the wrong word?
No.
He said Colt there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He was saying that Colt.
And then he said the other word.
The other bad word.
Okay. All right. God, sorry.
I was wondering what that moment of silence was for.
Thought I heard it again. Let's move on.
Yeah, this I don't like this piece of audio.
No, I don't either.
People say that.
I don't either. It makes me nervous. Mm-hmm.
Well, it just shows that anytime you have a word that ends with the letters UNT, just be careful with it.
Right.
There's not that many.
Now, there's many a times on this program where we're not paying attention to one another. It used to happen a whole lot. Not as much anymore. But it's funny whenever broadcasters repeat the exact same thing that their broadcasting partner has said. I mean, literally, it's the next thing that they say, like, and don't forget this, and just repeats whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the Miami-Georgia Tech game going on, and they're trying to speculate how good Miami is, and they're looking at their opponents. And this is Chris Fowler and Craig James. So Chris starts talking about Florida State and how he doesn't really know how Florida State is, how good Florida State is, because, you know, it's just tough to tell. They almost got beat by Jacksonville State. But then he says, clear as bell, that Florida State will know more about them this week because they travel up to BYU.
Right.
And here's Craig James's follow-up to that point.
Did you vote them in the top 25 last week?
In Miami?
Yeah, sure.
I did too.
Okay, so just for one game, but it was quality when I thought at Florida State. We don't know yet how much that means, beating the Seminoles. I mean, they struggled against Jacksonville State. They traveled to BYU this weekend, another intriguing game.
And then Florida State, we might not really know because they go play at BYU this weekend, so they may get thumped there.
I can imagine, you know, he just kind of looks to his left and really,
yeah,
during that moment of silence.
And that's the thing is,
thanks for listening.
For some reason, when you're on TV, like when we do something like that, we'll stop it down and point out that the guy's not listening or whatever. But on TV, man, you don't do that. You just roll right through it.
Yep, you keep going.
Yeah, I don't understand that philosophy.
Well, like us, they have commercials to get to.
That's true. This is audio from a really funny website. Okay, buddy, we will. All right. Called
Oakland Raiders, yes, sir.
FunnyOrDie.com. And there is a little bit that goes on there. This is a Will Ferrell sponsored website. And there's a little show, a fake show called Between the Ferns.
Between Two Ferns.
Between Two Ferns, yeah.
Get it right.
Which the host of it, it's like a fake talk show, and it's Zach Galifianakis. You know who he is?
No.
That is the bearded kid on The Hangover.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
That guy.
You know one of the main guys on The Hangover?
Yeah.
Not at the table, Carlos.
There's three of them.
He's the only funny thing in it.
He has a beard.
The bearded one.
Yes, I know.
Okay, but you're looking at me like you've never even seen me before.
No, I know which one you're talking about. There are funnier things in there besides him, but go ahead.
Okay. So he's the host of this show. Well, his subject for this episode of Between Two Ferns is John Hamm. John Hamm, of course, the award-winning actor from Mad Men.
Yes, the character Don Draper.
Yes, the lead man on Mad Men.
Our leader.
Yeah. So anyway, this is Zach Galifianakis interviewing John Hamm.
Hi, my name is Zach Galifianakis, and this is another edition of Between Two Ferns. I'm your host, Zach Galifianakis. And my guest today is John Hamm.
Hi.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
My guest is John Hamm. He's on a show called Mad Men on AMC. AMC?
Mm-hmm.
What's that stand for?
It doesn't have anything anymore. They just call it AMC.
Oh, okay.
It's like KFC.
But that stands for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Not anymore.
Who says that?
They don't call themselves that anymore.
The next thing you're going to tell me is the KKK doesn't mean anything to you.
No.
You're in the day the earth stood still.
Yes.
Why?
It's a good question.
I certainly don't like to make fun of people's last name, because my last name's funny sounding, but does it get on your nerves when people make jokes about your last name?
Well, it's sort of easy.
Is your middle name Honeybaked? Have you ever thought about, for show business, changing your name from John Hamm to like something like John Sausage? Or Stuart Turkey Link.
Turkey Link.
Mad Men is a show about people in their early 60s.
No, it's set in the early 60s.
Oh, it's not people in their 60s.
That's a different show.
Yeah, but it says about people in their early 60s.
No, that just says, do you like websites?
Do you like websites?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that you like websites.
Where'd you hear that?
On a website. So tell me about Mad Men.
Mad Men.
It's a great show. We're really proud of it. And like I said, it's set in the 1960s in the advertising world in Manhattan. And
the women in the show sure are very pretty.
Yes, very much so.
Do you ever get around to any of them?
You mean like identifying them in a lineup?
Yeah, identify them in a lineup. I know what you mean. I understand that you won a Golden Globe Award.
I did.
Mark that under who gives a Does it make you sick when you look in the mirror to see how handsome you are and to know that people are disfigured? And don't you think you should think that?
I never thought of it that way.
You never thought, hey, why is Jesus so cruel?
Well, I thought that.
How many seasons do you think Mad Men will go to?
Well, most shows on cable, they don't do a big lot.
He sneezed on his crotch.
You want a tissue or something?
Oh, God, sorry. I'm allergic to ferns.
It's a great visual, too.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's genius. All right, so you guys alerted me to this. Now, one of Mike's, we have several songs for the Mike's Mind segment. One of them is a little country ditty. And the music and words both sound like this.
Everybody's heard this.
Yes.
Too many nights I've laid away.
All right, so Danny took a bed of music, wrote the song, and we've heard it now for the last 5 years or whatever.
Yeah, we've got thousands of those production CDs that are just stock, generic music.
Right.
So some
they
P1...
write songs, and if you want to do that, write words to it, you can.
Yeah.
So some P1 was watching John and Kate Plus 8... And just happened to hear this little nugget.
I mean, we will always be there for them, you know, it's just not at the same time.
What are they doing in this scene?
Kate's out at, like, a ranch with her kids.
It's a bone, and you just know.
Isn't that great?
The thing about it is, everybody has the same ones.
Yeah, I know.
But I know.
It's so funny because don't you expect the vocals to come in?
Oh, yeah. Mer, mer, mer. Everyone has the same stock production music, and everyone has the same stock production farts.
Right, they're all sold in bundles.
That's what I don't get.
I hear that fart on so many.